Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yeah, it's time for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, the podcast. And here we are, June the 10th of 2006. Wow, this year is going by fast, and we've hit upon several exciting developments here at Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, the podcast, and the blog. The blog is 1 year old as of yesterday. Isn't that amazing? 1 year! 1 year that I've been blogging nearly daily, and the world has survived. It's an amazing thing. And the other thing is, this is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, podcast number 40. So 52 weeks in a year, and this being the 40th podcast, it's been nearly a year that I've been podcasting. So, wow. And again, the world survived. We even survived 06-06-06. Isn't that amazing? It truly boggles the mind. Yes. Well, as you know, we are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
And if it's tech, it is here on this podcast because we're a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Now, many things fascinated me about our recent anniversary, and that is the number of comments that I got from various people who chose to point out that saying that this is, in fact, that is yesterday, was the 1 year anniversary of the blog seems to have gotten a few interesting comments. One was that, you know, as much as I'm a geek and a curmudgeon when it comes to computers, this guy basically said that he is a curmudgeon when it comes to English. And so he made the comment, it's been 1 year since you started, which is your first anniversary. After all, when you were a year old, did you celebrate your 1 year birthday or your first birthday? Okay. Now, I tried to parse this, you know, in the computer world, we parse things. We try to understand the code. And I looked at this several ways. Okay, it's been 1 year since I started. That makes it my first anniversary as a blog. But does that negate the fact that it's been 1 year since I started and it's therefore the 1 year anniversary? I don't quite see how that works. But that's okay. I understand if there is truly some grammatical, you know, rule that I have transgressed, then, you know, I humbly apologize. That was not my intent. And in fact, if it is my first anniversary as a blogger, then I humbly accept the correction. But that was just the first of several other corrections. There was another correction that came in from our last podcast. Basically the palindrome version of the podcast last week. Someone pointed out that I had made an error there as well. And it just seems that there's a trend. After a year of doing the blog and 40 episodes now of the podcast, people are taking it upon themselves to correct me. And you see, I have come up with a solution to that. You know that I'm very much into, shall we say, geek culture. And of late, over the last few weeks, I've been playing some Weird Al Yankovic parodies and songs that, to me, celebrate geek culture. And here's the thing about geeks. Geeks, from my perspective, are very intelligent. You know, I mean, we do. We deal with computers day in and day out, and a lot of people find computers very hard to deal with. And so we have to be somewhat intelligent. However, we don't care about certain things, like parsing the English language correctly. You know, you keep getting corrected about little things here and there, and I make mistakes. I'm from, you know, Central North Carolina, which sometimes I'll drop into a really full North Carolina accent and say North Carolina, you know, and drop the TH and just put a T there on the end, Nort, you know, things like that. And it's just idiomatic speech patterns. However, Weird Al has helped me with some geek culture. And this week, not at the end of the podcast, but at the beginning of the podcast, I want to play for you his very liberating video. And I've got the link in the show notes for you so that you can see this video and celebrate with me the fact that we should dare to be stupid. Come on, folks. Sing it with me. Dare to be stupid. S-T-O-O-P-I-D. Stupid. Yes, indeed. You got to dare to be stupid. Now, you see, if folks correct me, I can always just drop back quietly and casually into the firm knowledge that I'm daring to be stupid. And therefore, it doesn't bother me. See, the blood pressure doesn't rise, you know. It's just such a healthier way to live. There you go. Anyway, celebrating our first anniversary as a podcast and our 40th podcast, indeed, we can dare to be stupid. All right, let's go to the news of the week. And speaking of being stupid, this one fits right in. This is our Geek Software of the Week. Kaxy, K-A-X-Y, and it is, in fact, basically a web proxy service. You know, you can go to this website. I've got the link right there on the page, which is webproxy.kaxy.com. Click on that, and you will go to a place that then when you surf, then the casual observer, if you will, won't be able to trace you back to your location. You may say, why would you want to do this? I mean, why anonymize your surfing on the web? Well, there are good reasons. Now, I kind of made a little joke about it on the blog, you know, want to be a spy, want to sneak around so that nobody's able to trace you. Are you freaked out by the NSA, you know, listening to your phone conversations, which of course they really aren't, but hey. Anyway, then you probably should be concerned. However, if you are, there is a cool free service that will anonymize your surfing, and then I talk about Caxi. All right, here's the thing. I had a few comments that said, it's really not all that secure, and they can still trace you. Okay, it's not perfect. But for a cursory anonymization, it works pretty well. Now, it's not going to keep the government off your heels, okay? You know, they've got more sophisticated toys at their command. However, it will thwart websites that are trying to track your movements through, you know, very low-tech web tools that they would use to try to get your personal information. So in that sense, it can be beneficial. Now, I will say that we are not encouraging sneaking around, we are not encouraging bad behavior, and we're certainly not encouraging terrorism. So for the NSA that's listening, guys, I'm not pro-terrorist, okay? I'm 100% tried and true American through and through. Salute. Absolutely. So this is more to thwart those evil spam-generating companies that want to steal your information as you go from website to website. Okay? Caxi, Geek Software of the Week. Now, as I pointed out last time we had a Geek Software of the Week, the Geek Software of the Week is getting lame because nobody is sending me new Geek Software of the Week nominees. Now, as it so happens, next week I've got a really good one, okay? I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's really good, okay? But, again, I found it surfing around, looking for the answer to a problem myself. Come on, gang, you guys need to help me, help the doctor, get me more Geek Software of the Week. And as long as you're out there surfing the web and basically wasting time, go out and find me more geek culture, okay? Cool, fun, weird, odd, strange things. Now, not all of them are going to be every OS sucks, you know, and not all of them are going to be super classics, but just send them to me anyway. I'd so greatly appreciate it. Okay? All right, and of course, you need my email address, and that is drbill, Dr. Bill. See, doctor is abbreviated DR. No period, but just DR. DRBILL, Dr. Bill, at thecomputercurmudgeon.com. Now, for those of you in Rio Linda, that is thecomputercurmudgeon, thecomputercurmudgeon.com. And send me email, and I will put the Geek Software of the Week out there where it needs to be in your greedy little hands. All right. Okay, so let's move on now. There is a bill. I should say probably there was a bill before Congress because I think it was voted on earlier this week. And I don't know yet how that turned out. So if you know, you send me an email. Let me know how it turned out. I'm sure I will find out through other ways, but I want to hear from you. It is a bill that if it passed, it will change the way we listen to music. Now, I don't believe in stealing music. I think we should pay the artists that are producing the music. However, once I pay for a CD, and I have that CD, and I put it in my computer, and I rip the CD off of the, rip the songs off the CD and put them into MP3 files so that I can play them on my computer, if I choose to do that, that should be perfectly all right, because I have bought a license in buying the CD to listen to the MP3 on my computer. Now, if this passes, then every single incidence or incidental copy of a song would have to be paid for with a separate licensing fee. This is dumb. Okay? There should be essentially a reasonable amount of leeway given for the new technologies that are out there. We shouldn't try to restrict and lock it down if you have paid for the music up front. Okay? Now, if you're out there stealing music, dude, okay, that's just wrong. All right? That's be the same thing as walking through, you know, the drugstore and picking up a candy bar and sticking it in your pocket. It's stealing. Okay? So we don't want to do that. But at the same time, if I bought the CD, I paid my whatever it cost, then I should be able to take the CD, put it in the computer, rip the songs off, and listen to them on the computer. Shouldn't be a problem. But this bill, if it passes, will be the end of that. Not a good thing. All right, next item. Myth TV. I've talked about Myth TV before. Myth TV is the open source DVR package. It's the ability to take a computer, put Linux on it, install Myth TV, have a card basically that will allow you to run a TV signal through it. There's several out there. ATI makes one. Hapage makes one. If I'm mispronouncing that, I'm sorry. I'm going to dare to be stupid and just pronounce it the way I want to. At any rate, the point being that Myth TV is an excellent project if you want to try it as a project. However, if you just want something that just plain works, you don't have to learn tweaking Linux, you know, you don't want to fool with all kinds of possible little errors and things of that nature, there is an actual purchased product that is extremely reasonable. For $199, you get a dual tuner card, that's the hardware, which you'd probably pay $199 for anyway, and you get this software that you install on Windows. Now, yeah, I know it's not Linux, you know, my wife Belinda pointed out, but it doesn't run on Linux. And I said, yeah, I know, this is very unusual for me to get excited about something that doesn't run on Linux. However, it just works so well. It's from SnapStream. And I've been watching SnapStream for a while. They've got some kind of cool technology coming. And it's very much in the venue of IPTV, which I've talked about before. So this is an actual buy it and pay for it product that is supported. And it looks really, really cool. So if you're thinking about just having a DVR and building it yourself with a computer, but you don't want to go through a lot of the hassle of Myth TV, you might want to check into this. I've got a couple links. Check it out. It really looks good, and it's got some really cool features that I like a lot. One of which is like Myth TV. Now, again, Myth TV is really great. It does a lot of cool things. But like Myth TV, you can buy, of course, with Myth TV, you don't have to buy it because it's open source. It's free. But with this, you can buy a little $29 piece of software to put on your PCs that are on your LAN, and you can watch what you've recorded on the DVR over your laptop or your desktop computer on the LAN, no matter which room you happen to be in. If you're like me and you have, you know, 12, 13, 14 different computers in your house, then this can be really, really cool, okay? So, there you go. All right, next item. Another Vista feature is dead in the water. Now, you know, when Microsoft started talking about Vista, back when it was Longhorn, and, you know, it was just beginning to come together at Microsoft, they had this long list of features that they publicized. We're going to do so many cool things, you guys are just going to go, whoa, dude, you guys rock. But then they kind of got caught by reality and started having to drop features. And one of the main features they dropped was the WinFS, or Windows File System, which was supposed to be this really highly improved file system. Just couldn't get it done, so they dropped it. Now, they dropped another feature. And what is this feature? Well, it's P2P, peer-to-peer, synchronization of data, which basically means you could sync your PC's data with another PC. And if one PC croaks, then you've got the other one with the data on it. That was not a bad feature, kind of cool. Well, they dropped it. So another feature bites the dust on Vista. You think these guys are ever going to get this out? I mean, I'm sure they will eventually, but what's going to be left? Is it going to be just a cooler looking XP? That's what it sounds like. XP with an Aeroglass interface. Well, you can download that off the internet, dude, and you've got it. I mean, you know, but hey, more power to them. Hope they get it out. Hope it's worthwhile. We'll see. All right. Next item is, of course, the anniversary of the blog notation. And I mentioned in that I'm thinking about doing a video cast. Now, that will really possibly be the end of the world when I do a video cast, because people go, dude, oh man, I can't believe you look like that. Look, I earned all this gray hair. It's mine, and no one can take it from me. At any rate, there you go. Next item, ethereal. Ethereal. I've always thought that was such a cool name for software. Ethereal. Ethereal has changed its name to Wireshark. Now, they didn't do that because they were sitting around one day going, Ethereal, boy, that's a stupid name. Let's change it. No, that's not what happened. In fact, Gerald Combs, the founder of the Ethereal Project, left his company that he worked for as he was developing Ethereal, and his company, the one that he had worked for, not that he had founded or anything like that, he just worked for them, his company had trademarked the name Ethereal and basically owned the software. Now, as an open source project, that's kind of bad, okay? So, Gerald had an opportunity to go work for another company, and when he left, he took with him the open source project. He left Ethereal with the company he was working for, so that name will still exist as a product, if you will, of the company he was working for. But now, future development of Ethereal, which will no longer be called Ethereal, is Wireshark. And actually, Wireshark is kind of a cool name, too. It's just not as ethereal as Ethereal. So, Wireshark is the name, the new name of the Ethereal project, and I want to encourage you to go check it out. It is an awesome network tool to actually be able to see packets. You know, basically puts a Ethernet card in promiscuous mode, and you can actually see all the packets going by, and it's kind of, you know, could be a security risk. You know, if you've got any clear text passwords going by, people could see those. So, you know, things like that. But, you know, for tracking down network problems, it rocks. So, check it out. I've got a link to the story, and then from there you can go and check out Wireshark. It's actually Wireshark.org. And if you go there, then you can get the software. There you go. Well, that's the news of the week. And since I kind of put this song at the beginning, and we're in an odd place here because, you know, it's just thrown me off my groove, man. You know what I mean? So, I guess we'll just ease on out to the podcast this week. And remember what we've learned, the important thing to carry away from this podcast this week, other than it being number 40, we're headed for a year of podcasting over the next few months. Remember how liberating it is to dare to be stupid. Yes, indeed. You just gotta love it. So, shall we remember to dare to be stupid this week? Yeah. Put down the chainsaw and listen to me. I just can't deal with the dead bed bugs. No. You better count your chickens before they hatch. You better sell some wine before it's tame. You better find yourself an itch to scratch. You better squeeze all the charm you can. When Mr. Whipple's done. Boy, that dates it, doesn't it? Mr. Whipple's not even on TV anymore. I love it. I just like that part. You can dare to be stupid. Oh, that would be bad. All right, well, I'll tell you what, I'm out of here. Just remember, till next week, the doctor is out. And I'm daring to be stupid.